Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together for these next few minutes as I continue on in a message I began this week, The Delight of the Lord. And in the Gospel of John, that very first chapter, we see some of the most profound, some of the most powerful words ever written. John was so inspired through the Holy Spirit, he called Jesus the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is called the Word, the Logos. Christ himself is the uttered speech and thought of God. Just think of that. We may not be able to understand the dynamics and the mystery of the Trinity. He is one God, but there are three persons that are in perfect harmony and unity. They have different, perhaps, functions, but there is perfect, wonderful, loving relationship between them. And you know, I think it was probably because of that. We say God is love. Because God is love, they were just enjoying one another so much, they wanted to increase that joy. And that's why they created the human family. Well, that's why he created the angels. And those angels are spirit beings, and they are called in various places the sons of God, and they delight to do his will. He maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flaming fire. And so the heart of God is great and loving and generous, and he wants to share all the wonders of who he is and the wonders of creation. Said the sons of God shouted for joy when they were watching the creation activities, those 7 days unfold, or I should say 6 days. God rested on the seventh day. But when you think of how tremendous and how varied the life forms upon this earth. I was seeing something just the other day about life forms in the bottom of the ocean. I mean, things that are amazing creatures that don't even see, receive any sunlight at all. Just the variety is just staggering. The things that God has done by the word of his mouth, by the creation of God. And we know that Jesus is the very expression of God. 1 John 1:1-2 declares the life which was with the Father was manifested unto us through Jesus Christ. That's why he wants us to understand not only who he is, but what are his attributes, how we can learn about him, and not just head knowledge, but experiential knowledge. It says in the Word of God, in fact, in the Word of Jeremiah, as I shared that initially, that God wants us to know him. If we are going to glory in anything, let us glory in that he understandeth and knoweth me, Jeremiah says, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. And the book of Proverbs is so rich in terms of practical application to our lives. But if you understand, if you're familiar with that book, a lot of in those opening chapters, it talks about wisdom as a person. Well, we can put, in terms of wisdom, we could put Jesus' name there, if you will. And because obviously much is applying to the very Son of God. Proverbs 8:22-30 says, "The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before before his works of old, in other words, before creation, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was, before earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. Now, we need to understand, and I sure those of you who walk with the Lord, you understand, he was the only begotten. He was always with God. He was not, Jesus is not a created being, but the plan of God, the salvation plan of God before the foundation of the earth was that Jesus would be incarnate in human flesh. He would become a perfect representative of fallen man, because God knew does not affect our will. We are free moral agents, but he knows the end from the beginning, and he knew that man would fall. And so there's no conflict. It may be hard for our minds to get around, but the concept of free will and the concept of the foreknowledge of God, there's absolutely no contradiction. And so going back now to this scripture in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, in verse 26, the word goes on to say, wisdom goes on to say, while as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. As the Son of God was the Father's delight, oh, beloved, hear me now. We who abide in him and his words abide in us, we should be the delight of the Godhead. I'm going to share something really personal right now, but sometimes when I'm in my quiet time and my prayer time, sometimes my heart is so grieved and my heart breaks for all the sorrow that our God has known. First of all, he created the angels, and Lucifer, he was perfect in beauty to the day that iniquity was found in him, and then he pulled away a third of the angelic host. They rebelled against God, they who beheld his glory day by day. And then after that traitorous act, God was still willing to make someone a little lower than the angels, not as powerful, but in the very image of God. And he created man, Adam and Eve, in his own image. And he knew when he did it. That we too were going to fall, and it was going to cause the greatest sacrifice of the Godhead. It hurt the heart of the Father. I had revelation of that once. Oh, it just tore me up. Then when he turned his face, he could not look at Jesus. It wasn't just because of sin, because his heart was breaking at what the love that his Son was willing to do, the sacrifice, the total obedience, the love that he had for his family, for the joy set before him. He was willing to endure all of that for you and me. Oh, beloved, this is the God that we serve, a God of love. And so what we should be wanting to do is be his delight, to somehow, this may sound simple and foolish, but to make up for all the sorrow that he's known, all the heartache, all the grief, all the tears that he may have shed. Now, I know he doesn't shed literal tears. He's a spirit. However, the heart of God must break when he sees what has gone on through multiplied generations, what he sees happening in the earth right now, those who are just cruelly oppressed by man, the inhumanity, the demonic spreading of evil around the earth, how his heart must break. So, beloved, I've shared that to spur you on and to inspire you that you should do everything you can to bring joy to his heart, to be a delight to him. Oh, hallelujah. We should be his delight. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Apostle Paul declares the very same thing in Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, we read, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world hath been hidden Christ, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Beloved, it pleased God to bring creation into being through the instrumentality of his Son. It also pleased God that the new creation, that's you and me and whomsoever will, who will hear the voice of the Spirit, whoever had ears, as ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Come, the Spirit and the bride say, come. It pleased God that the new creation should be in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 1 and 2 declares, by him, he made Jesus. He made the worlds. And so, beloved, I know these are staggering concepts when you really think about them. They're overwhelming. How could this be? Someone, the supreme being who was all-powerful, all-knowing, who needed nothing. He didn't have any needs. He didn't have to make the world. He didn't have to make the angels. He didn't have to make the family. He wasn't incomplete. But because he was love, he wanted to share. He wanted to bring joy to others, just as you, if you're a parent, you want to bring joy to your children. This is the God that we serve. Hallelujah. So, beloved, you can be at peace. You can be at peace with God, and you can be at peace with yourself if you understand the magnitude of Christ's work in your behalf. Oh, the power of an anointed mind. The mind of Christ is to know who he is and who we have become through Jesus Christ. God made all things through Jesus Christ, and through Jesus Christ, he made peace by the blood of his cross. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ, as the Word of God, holds the same position toward the new creation as he did to the beginning of creation. Without him was not anything made that was made. Praise God. Well, with the Lord's help, we will continue on with tomorrow's broadcast, this message, and I'm positive we're not going to complete it, so we're just going to carry on as long as the Lord would have. But I invite you to tune in at the same time. And as always, if you have needs, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And should you email, you're most welcome to do that. I will confirm and I will pray. But if you would like a personal answer, and God moves, beloved, through the ministry of correspondence, to him be the glory, then I invite you to share your mailing address, which is never shared. Praise God. I love you. I pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family, and I do ask for your prayers that we can, as we move on in the Lord, we can do even greater outreaches for his blessing, for the glory of his name, and whatever God has, we want to obey. Amen. I'm sure you feel the same way in your life. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.